Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smith, an international call.
Interface complete.
You already know. Welcome to the all-new Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? What we're doing up in here is something a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Being in the fact, you know what I'm saying, I got to send a happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Out to my mama. You know, happy birthday. And everybody out there celebrating their birthday. You know what I'm saying? Today. And so what we're going to do today, we're going to fire it up as usual. You know what I'm saying? Get it partly cloudy up in this mofo flipper. And, you know what I'm saying, wait for a couple of people to call in, bless the airwaves, you know what I'm saying, get a shout out or whatever, whatever. And then also, you know, we'll be making a couple of calls, you know what I'm saying, some follow-up calls from yesterday's show, Tuesday Time to Learn the Language, you know what I'm saying, and we had a couple of calls we missed that we were supposed to make, so we're going to be making them today, you know what I'm saying, not prank calls, well, I might be making a couple of prank calls, you know what I'm saying, but not too many. So stay tuned. Welcome to the show. This is the official Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. WDGE, Wrecking the Game Radio, with your host, Captain Smell So Good, represent 813 Trey Foe, you know what I'm saying, out there worldwide. And this is what we do. We play nothing but independent music here on the show, you know what I'm saying? If you'd like to get an interview, hit me up at area code 347-237-5125. I do all interviews on Friday. If you'd like to send any music to me, send it to wdgeradio@gmail.com. That's wdgeradio@gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? And I want to give big ups to my homeboy, Mr. Life, and Miss Connie Burton. You know what I'm saying, for holding it down in front of the courthouse. I'm supposed to be scheduled to go back down today, but I had to get up and, you know, get ready for my mom's birthday. So it's her day today, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to have a good time. And always remember, people, if you call into the show and you like to come live on air, you know what I'm saying, all you got to do is press the 1 button, you know what I'm saying, and that'll activate the little signal that says, hey, motherfucker, bringing me on. You know what I'm saying? And I'll beam you up on this song. And once you hear the sound of the beam, you know that you are live on the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? So what I got to do real quick, because I got to roll up for myself. You know what I'm saying? I got to put it in the air. So, smoke them if you got them, man. This is Weed Day Wednesday right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. And I got a little public service announcement. You know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He's gonna wake up in 30 minutes hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, and sleepy. That's it.
Maybe celebrating the birthday out there. Once again, happy birthday to you. And welcome to the show. It's the all new Weekday Wednesday we ride now. Ow.
In the club, hands full of mud, weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt, bring her real close, just grind to the flow, yell sick sick, it's party to the morning. Party in the club, hands full of mud, weapons on the side, no grab a girl butt, bring her real close, just grind to the flow, yell sick sick, it's party to the morning. Throw them hands up, yeah, party like a rock star, booty shaking fast like she's driving in NASCAR. Club, them rocking, yeah, it's out of pocket, DJ, what's up, get a record sweating armpits, club going crazy, moving like a mosh pit, make it go wild, hide you like a sun kiss, do the giddy drop, no hit him with a two-step. Go real dumb, no act real crazy. Six figures hiking, dissing on you ladies. Going real hard like I'm trying to have a baby. Climbing to the top, check the club like an earthquake. Yeah, we tear it up, burning down like a protest. Eggshells cracking, parking lot, it's a yoke test. DJ going crazy, it's a wet suit contest. Party stay live, yeah, we party to the sun hit. Yeah, six figures, party to the sunset. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yeah, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring her real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Holla at her, G, yeah, she really want me. This is 2 and G, but I think it's a G. Bring her back stacking, Sack King Mackin. US to gear up, let's get it acting. Six figures, boy, I am the main attraction. Killing y'all slow, cause I'm spitting out cancer. Deep in my verb, get them cold 16. You addicted to my speech, cause I spit like a cheese. Going so hard for the big, you know, bust. Ching Ching partner, German Rockwilder. Bite on the gang, cause I gotta bring the pain. Addicted to me, I'm addicted to you. Coming real strong, hitting like swine flu. Never gon' stop doing what I gotta do. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons by the side, no grab a real butt. Bring it
get real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six six, just party to the morning.
Steppers in the club, get fresh like me. No dress code, cause the bar's on me. VIP cracking, yellow girls, can't you see? Rose, low, hit me back, that's a drink. Cigars on fire like a stunt, yet extinct. Purple, purple, the OG tree. To the parking lot, side show, let it be. Six six is going like Marsville D. You didn't say ching with the ching, that's me. Got the club cracking like Los Angeles and Mackin. Money on deck, club pimping, never slacking. Six six girl in the club while I'm rapping. They can go wild like a pit bull snapping. Party real hard, make the club go bananas. They can go wild, blow it up like a cannon. Yo, six figures, party stay active. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl wet. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning. Party in the club, hands on up. Weapons on the side, no grab a girl wet. Bring it real close, just grind to the flow. Yo, six figures, party to the morning.
All right, we got to do a little something real quick, real quick. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and do this here. Go ahead and beam somebody up in here. Okay. And I was going to say by the country code that I just read yesterday when I was reading the Netherlands Antilles. Yeah, it gave the area code, it gave the country codes down at the bottom. That's the only reason I know. I'm looking like, damn, that's a bunch of numbers. Wait a minute, 3-1. 3-1. I know that goddamn prefix. I know that prefix. What's up, my brother? What's happening?
I'm a little late. I'm still driving home, so I phoned in using my cell phone. A couple of minutes, and I'm at home discussing me money too much.
What? Y'all finna say, y'all don't have like no Boost Mobile or nothing like that with no cheap plans, like, right?
Yeah, we got cheap plans, but this is international, so this is costing me money. I don't know how much, but I'm gonna check when I get home.
Damn, that is crazy. What? Where's you getting off work?
Yeah, I just got out of work. Oh, yeah, more music. Bring it on. Turn it up.
Got to have a good porn music, people. If y'all ain't got no porn music and y'all tape decks and CD players, MP3 of the iPod, I don't know what the fuck you was doing. I don't know what you was doing. But yeah, man, today my mama's birthday, you know what I'm saying? I'm celebrating for a little bit, you know. Yeah, then later on we're going to go over to my aunt's house and throw a little party for a little family get together, you know. Nothing all big woo woo. But, you know, it's a little something to celebrate. Mm-hmm. So, hey, y'all got y'all got the old no talking on the cell phone law?
Yeah, we got that for a year or 5-6, I guess. Maybe longer. Mm. Talk to you about $200 if you were calling on the phone. On the phone.
$300?
$200.
Damn. We got it down here, but these motherfuckers, they don't know how to follow no damn rules, man.
This is hands-free, so I won't get in trouble.
Yeah, you got the damn police riding around more than, you know what I'm saying, the citizens do, talking on the damn phone. Y'all supposed to be the ones enforcing the law. I'm like, man, look at this bullshit. So, you know, everybody late to the show today, but it's all good. Everybody won't catch a bus up in the end, jump all off at the same time. Is that what?
I wasn't done. I called in straight at 6 o'clock when your show started. My time, 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The beginning of the show. I even heard your intro. Sounds good, smelly boy.
Yeah, most people don't catch the intro, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even know I got that type of intro. But I had a few people. I had one chick, she called in like, shit, a minute or two before the show was supposed to start. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she just sat there like, yeah, I ain't leaving till you start the show. I started the show. She listened for a little minute. And then, you know, answered a question or two. And then she went on about her business. Thank you. Appreciate you coming through. That's all I'm doing. Huh?
I'm almost home, so I'm gonna cancel the connection here, go inside and call in with Skype. That is a little more cheap for me.
The Skype caller. All right, well, I'm going to get into this birthday song for all the birthday celebrators out there. I'm going to be Mr. Side Nine also. He can go handle his business. And come on back through, because this is how we do right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. And about you. Yeah. All right, we'll get into one song, you know what I'm saying? And then come right back at you. Yeah, I already know. It's the All New Weed Day Wednesday. Your host Captain Smells So Good, and
oh! You see,
happy birthday to all my people out there who are celebrating the birthday. Happy birthday to my mama. You know what I'm saying? All my family worldwide has got birthdays going on. All my friends. Good day. May 19th.
Like I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheer. I done put it down across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. Go. A few shows, give me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments,
yep.
Need the feedback, no sleep, you know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression, about to drop the DVD. It's no half step. Check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable. Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. Slash engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Investment.
Bob Whitman, this my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down shows. Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
Get loose.
champagne, shots of Patron. Hold up your cup, pour up your drink. The dance so fat, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Got the party rockin' insane. Your boys and go-getters all ready to pay. Tools in the crowd, lights on deck. Mouth full of gold, teeth chains on their neck. Everybody rockin', everybody groovin'. Doin' their two-step, doin' what they doin'. I take it to the flow, have a good time. Speedy, we talkin' to get down. It's a party, y'all, me time.
Pink, hey, hey, goddamn, beans. And I left one out there too long one time. And I saw the nigga's eyes say, I'm gonna kill them ribs. And I saw this big ass fist come at me in slow motion. Ooh. I'm talking about way back from Georgia, some motherfucker. My body just said, oh shit. I said, pull your arm back. I was cool, yeah. I said, just pull your arm back, block the punch, and counter with your right. But my arm said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh. You ever have air leave your body? Air just said, fuck it. And the nigga saw I was in trouble. Nigga said, oh, you want some air? And I kept trying to fall. But my legs was in good shape. My legs said, why should we fall? Ain't nobody hit us. You gonna make us look bad because you can't take our ass, woman? You better stand your ass back up there, nigga. I had one motherfucker whoop me so good, I thought he was playing Kunda with my face. What is it? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You got to be in shape to box, man. Jogging. Don't ever jog. Bad for your spine. We all 6 miles a day. And I'm young, you can do that. I can't run about a mile now, maybe. Because that old be fucking with your legs. Old be dumb. Say, nigga, what the fuck you doing out here? And then old white man be on the track lapping your ass, right? Come on, buddy, keep it up, keep it up. And Rashawn, who I run with sometimes, Rashawn said, like, run on your toes, keep your mouth closed. I said, I can't get no motherfucking hair now, nigga. And you be trying to run with your mouth closed, and you get that pain inside. That pain be done, my.
Hello. I'll be fucking with you the next hour or so. I serve no purpose other than to kill your ass. I'll be moving from side to side and down your groin and up your ass. When you drop dead, I will stop.
And you be running and snot and shit start easing out your nose. That's when the women come out, right?
Yeah, snot hanging on your nose.
Hang here, man. Hang here.
And ain't nowhere to put snot. This is what and you can't wipe that shit on your sweatsuit, because it'll show off then. Hello!
See where the asshole put me, don't you? Well, that's right, I'm smart.
You got to be in shape, though, because never can tell what will happen. Well, you'd be on the street, somebody could jump on you, your leg got to be in shape because you have to run. I've been married about four times.
It was four times.
Have any of you ever been to Africa, back to the motherland? There's something. I went to Zimbabwe. It's a new country, right? It's about 3 years old now. Because it used to be Rhodesia before they killed all them white motherfuckers. It's the only country I've ever been to. Black people kicked ass over there. 7 years, they killed motherfuckers, Jack. They happy, too. You walk down the street, they just smiling.
Hello. Oh, they don't fuck with us no more, no.
I was over there with some American brothers. We had a good time. We were sitting around talking about four Americans. We talked about 5 hours, man. Talking about some good shit, right? And an African man asked us, who was talking, he said, what language do you speak at home? You know, we looked at each other, you know, what? English?
Everybody speak English, but what language you speak when you're home?
One of the brothers looked at him and said, jive?
No, it's just a nice feeling. I know how white people feel in America now. Relax. Because when I heard the police car, I knew they wasn't coming after me. You know, I just lay in bed and say, must be going after some white person. But over here, man, you hear a police car, I don't give a fuck how sleepy you are. You will wake your ass up if you're black. You start thinking about shit you did.
Well, they can't get me for that, but I didn't do that. Fuck it, I'll go back to sleep.
I slept like a baby, man, in Zimbabwe. I was out in what they call the bush, right? I was out sleeping. I slept like a baby. I just knew the Ku Klux Klan wasn't going to rush in on my ass. Right? If they did rush in, they'd be serving something. Over there, boy. And every place I go, man, people want to come to America. They really do. I mean, they start talking about America, make your dick hard for America. You hear them talk, man, you say, you got all that shit in America? I gotta get my ass back.
You can eat 24 hours a day in America.
I say, yeah, you're right about that, Jack. If you got some money or a pistol, you can get something to eat. You can't stick up shit over there. After 10 o'clock, that shit is closed. Ain't nothing to eat, and don't be fucking around asking nobody. Really. Stick them up!
What you gonna stick up? We ain't got nothing. Why don't you go out the bush, fuck with them lions?
And see, you go out there where them real lions are. I ain't talking about them lions you fuck with at the zoo. You know how you go fuck with the lion. Hey, lion, motherfucker! Be throwing shit at it, lion. Be hey. You don't throw shit at them real lions, boy. And somebody always want to go up and fuck with the lions. Tourists always want. Oh, George, stop here. Look at those lions. I've got to go stand next to them. Lions snap all the ass off of them. George be grinning and shit. Want to try that again, dear? I didn't get that one. We saw a lion kill a water buffalo, two women lions, and the male lion come to eat, chasing them away, right? And we went to take a picture, right? And he didn't like it. And he bent down and picked the water buffalo up by its nuts. He picked it up by its nuts, threw it over its head, turned his ass to us. You know, he was like, take a picture of that. And you can be asleep at night, man, and you hear, like, the warriors come in from, the, like, the village people, people live in the country. You hear them singing and shit. My way, your damn way, way. You've been in a hotel and shit. What's that? You get by the way, what the way, my way, boy, way. There's nothing to see. Come on, my way, way.
I'm a guy's way. Boom. Come on, John, John. Boom.
That'd be beautiful, man. And white people start asking you questions then. What are they saying? What are they talking about? What's going on? Rich, you got an idea? What are they doing? There's 100 of them. What are they planning? Anything? I like to go, shh, shh. Pretend like I know what's happening, right? Keep it down. Keep it down. I think you better get back in your room, sir. This could be it. Men dance together. If you go to a party or something, the men ask you to dance and shit.
You know, first I say, wait, motherfucker. Oh. No, ain't no dancing shit.
And men walk down the street holding hands. Dude, say, you guys walk down the street holding hands. I don't know if I could get behind that. He said, if Prime Minister Mugabe asked you to walk down the street holding hands, you get behind it. Okay, I think you're right. I'll be holding my ass up. Hey, come on. I just think about, like, South Africa's going to be free soon. That's where white people just got 2 million white people, 22 million blacks. They can't hang. Because there's like a billion Africans waiting to march on them motherfuckers, right? African man told me, said, we're going to ride the train to Johannesburg with my ass hanging out the window. We're going to have a big party. I want to be here for that shit. Only thing is, like, America helps them motherfuckers, right? We be sending them shit, napalm and shit like that. You know, help bomb black people. Fuck that. I don't understand sometimes what goes on with people. Because, like, here we are in the theater, we're getting along real good until we go outside and the shit changed. Because we can get along real great for a moment, then we can't, so that's insanity. We must be good all the time.
You know, you got an RIP, Mr. Richard Pryde, man. And this is the all-new Weezday Wednesday. If you ain't smoking, I don't know what the f*** you is doing. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Sy, you smoking, brother?
Yeah, sure, I'm smoking. What else?
What else is there to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was warming up.
Yeah, but Mr. Richard Pryde, yeah, man, if you remember him from... a lot of different movies. I mean, he had a lot of movies he played in. All the way back from JoJo Dancer back in the days, which is a real throwback movie. But yeah, he did. He was the one. I don't know if you ever heard about him in the headline. He was freebasing in the kitchen, which is, you know, trying to hit cocaine. Yeah, set his damn self on fire. He running down the street on fire and shit. Yeah, so he quite a character, you know what I'm saying? But loved by many and hated by a few, you know what I'm saying? But hey, you got to have haters, man.
Everybody has haters.
You got to have them. So how the weather is, man?
The weather is good today. I have the doors wide open. We got a nice sunshine and the temperature is okay. So I'm warming up and I'm taking my stuff outside to sit in the sun for a while. How about that? Good weather in the Netherlands.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, people. It's time to go to the Netherlands for 1 week only.
I just wait 2 more months and come over when it's summertime. That's way better.
Okay, so when y'all summertime officially start? What month?
21 June. June 21. Until when? September 21. I guess. I don't know for sure.
4 months. 4 months of summer. That's pretty straight. Yeah, there we get way more than that.
Yeah, I know.
We summertime down there year round. This is the longest winter we had, though. I mean, winter dragged on. I don't know if you can say that. Winter kind of started late, and then it dragged on late. You know what I'm saying? Because it was cold all the way up until last month.
We had a very strong winter. It was colder than the last winters of the last 20 years.
Yeah. So that was worldwide. That affected, you know what I'm saying, the temperatures and stuff. So it was actually colder there than it normally is?
Yeah, it was colder than it normally is. And it took a long time to...
to kind of warm up and break. And then it broke here. You know what I'm saying? It broke a few times. And then it got right back, you know, nighttime hit. And you got to put a jacket on, jeans, and skull cap. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the hell going on? But see, that too, you know what I'm saying, leads to a lot of... sicknesses down here, you know what I'm saying? People get sick because they don't know how to dress. They come down here from different states and different areas and thinking, oh, this is Florida. Yeah, I can just put all my shorts and my tank tops on. Hell no. Our weather changed so sporadically here, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. You might wake up in the morning and, you know, it's raining, and then the rain brings cold by the afternoon, you know what I'm saying? And then we got
that problem too. Especially with rain. If the rain comes down, it gets cold real quick. And if you're in there with a t-shirt, you're sick the next day. I found out last week.
What? Oh, that is, man. So, you know, I'm out standing on my back porch. I don't normally do this, you know, looking out. But it's a nice day, you know what I'm saying? Good weather outside. So you got to just appreciate some things. So that's what I'm doing, standing outside, appreciating the day. You know, it's my mother's day, so I'll be taking her out a little later on. About 4:00.
Yeah, and and appreciate the weather that you got there, because I would kill to have your weather. Global warming can't come fast enough for me.
Motherfucking global warming, my ass. You ever talk that rhetoric on this show, buddy? We only speak the truth here.
Yeah, I know. But still, I wish we had global warming. It can only get warmer then. But, last winter was pretty cold, so yeah, let's see how it goes. I don't see it happening anytime soon, the global warming effect.
Damn global warming. The ice caps are melting. The ice caps are, man, what the hell ever, man. It's been melting for years. They got to melt. You know what I'm saying? They got to make room for new motherfucking ice to grow. You know what I'm saying? How more ice going to form if the same ice just stay there stagnant? Okay,
if all ice would melt away, it would change the current of the sea and the winds in a way that climate all over the planet would change anyway, and would get colder, and we would get ice again, and then we're back to square zero. So that's something that's continuing over time for millions of years. I don't think we have that much effect on it. Maybe some, but not a lot.
I mean, we're not taking up any portion of this world. You know what I'm saying? When you look at satellite imagery of this planet, what do you see? Water. Water.
Water.
All everywhere around us. Water. You know what I'm saying? With a little bit of land. So, you know, and it's a little bit of people on that big old mass of land. You know what I'm saying? We ain't taking up nothing on this planet. Talking about overpopulating and all that, you know. But just as many people as born every day, it's just as many people get killed, murdered, and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Every day. So they make room. I believe in all that. So you can't trust your headlines, people. Can't trust the headlines. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if we overcrowded, why you got all these homes, you know what I'm saying, with nobody living in them? Is that the case? The world overpopulated. Why you got so many homes in foreclosure? There should be enough people to as soon as somebody move out, so somebody else can move back in.
Well, I guess in the States you have that, but our country, we have about 600 people a square mile, something like that. It's pretty much, so we don't have a lot of empty houses.
Hmm. 600 people.
I guess it has something to do with the economy. If a factory closes down in some area and a lot of people don't have a job there anymore, they move somewhere else, and the houses in that area will stay vacant.
What? I've seen that, though. They show, like, ghost towns on TV, you know what I'm saying? Towns that was,
yeah, there used,
you know,
to be
bustling
a factory
at one time. But then, yeah, the factory closed down and the entire town moved.
Yeah, no, like, no income, no life, so they had to move.
Yeah, like the entire town, like what? Like, yeah, everything, all the little makeshift department stores, little hall, every single thing, schools, everything.
Yeah, those towns are built around the factory. The factory starts a company right there, and they want the employers to live close, so they build a village next to the factory. All the people that are coming to work there, they can live there. And as soon as the factory closes, yeah, the houses don't have any use anymore.
Man. That's crazy though. We talking about there ain't no housing though. You know what I'm saying? So why you don't take all that housing after the factory closes and move all your homeless people out there, you know what I'm saying, let them start their own little homeless village or whatever you want to call it.
That is actually a very good idea. They don't have a job anyway, so. But the thing is, how would they get food? You should distribute some food over there, because most of the time they're in the city where normal people live, looking through the garbage and stuff like that to get some food. When you move all those people into the same village, where do they get their food? Or the money that they are begging for on the street. Where did he get it?
Yeah. I'm just talking about housing. Shit.
I'm talking about housing.
You know, you got enough agencies though out there that you know, these, you know, feed the homeless agencies and all that. So if you got them centralized in one area, boom, that should make it easier for them to set up soup lines, you know what I'm saying, right there for them. You know, provide little blankets or whatever, you know what I'm saying, call it a little the homeless city or whatever, you know what I'm saying. So if you're homeless, this is a place for you, you know what I'm saying. You ain't got no, you know, big necessities like TVs and all that kind of shit. You don't need none of that, you know what I'm saying. You here to live. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, we got some books, magazines, or whatever, but the main entertainment is the entertainment that you create with your mind. And you've been doing it because you've been living on the streets entertaining yourself. So what is the difference?
I would say go for it. Try it.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, but you do have that. You got, like, at least here we got the churches take care of the homeless. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, any given day you can go to a church, you know what I'm saying, and they got a little feeding line, you know what I'm saying, where they feed and open to the public. It's not necessary for the homeless. If you're hungry, you know what I mean, come in and get something to eat. And, you know, so really for a person that's saying that they're homeless and they're hungry and they kind of lying, you know what I'm saying? If they got a sign up standing on the side of the street talking to them, I'm homeless and I'm hungry, you're lying. You might be homeless, but you ain't hungry. You know what I'm saying? It's too many churches. I mean, every 1,000 feet, you got a church down here that's doing some kind of non-for-profit little bread line. You know what I'm saying? They got a tent set up outside in most places. They got a stack of bread and snacks and all this kind of shit that's open to anybody to walk up and take. You know what I'm saying? For free.
You know that there are homeless people that make more money a month than normal working people do?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. I had to stop. I stopped. This was a couple of months ago. I stopped this one homeless dude and cussed his ass out. and he's still on it. He just moved location. He's standing out here in the predominantly white neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Early morning, you know what I'm saying, people be in a rush. Oh, look at this guy standing out here early in the morning with his sign. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many different people that move into the area. You know what I'm saying? That you know, of course, the people that have been living there all this time, they notice him. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else, it's just new bait. So I still kept noticing them one time, you know what I'm saying, every morning, I kept noticing. So I sit there and look around, and I'm like, well, damn. Okay, what do
I saw I saw a documentary once about a homeless man in Amsterdam. He was begging in the street every day, and he made so much money that he could sleep in a hotel every night.
Yeah. Well, this dude here, I found out that one morning, I guess he decided to take a break or whatever. But as I'm driving out, this son of a bitch ride by me, and I mean in a brand new car, you know what I'm saying, with rims on it, with tinted windows, and he had his window light cracked out because, you know, it was a nice little breeze in the morning. And I seen him ride by. I look at this mother, and he going into the nice neighborhood. You feel me? He ain't going away from it.
Yeah.
He going into it. I said, look at this bullshit. Next time I seen that motherfucker on the corner and he came up with that bullshit, I said, man, motherfucker, you dog. I said, I seen your ass in your little silver car, man. And then he got all flustered in the face and shit when I just broke the whole description down. You know what I'm saying? I said, but hey, I'm going to tell you like this here. Everybody got a job.
Okay, how
you want to look at it. You feel me? If you're sitting there, if you stand there 9 to 5, and you do that every day, and you're getting paid for it, that's your job. If people pay you for it, that's your job.
Well, in a way, yes. But in another way, if you don't need it and go stand next to the street to beg, there are a lot of people that actually do need it.
Do.
Let
and
them
then they
beg.
Make it bad. Yeah, they make it bad for everybody else.
Let them back and let the people who don't really need it go and get a real job.
Yeah, but see, now what we getting is you getting the labor pool people, the people that they go to the labor, what we got called labor pools, which is companies that you can go to and they'll hire you temporary for do little, you know, bullshit jobs or whatever, dig a hole, you know, little bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
They'll pay you pay you that day. Okay, so these people now are coming straight off of the labor pool. They saying, just, well, damn, if I can go here and only get paid $40 a day, and I can stand out here, and then they make $30, $40 a day, I might as well try to, you know what I'm saying, do that, go and do that. Not that they're homeless, not that they're hungry, you know what I'm saying? It's just that they've seen other people, you know what I'm saying, do it. And see how they embarrass you down here if they require you to have a road guard vest on. You can't even, you cannot stand on no corner and do anything out in the public without having a road guard vest on. Whether you're selling water, whether it's the little old men giving out the veterans, you know, war veteran flags and stuff like that, trying to solicit for that. You got to have a road guard vest on. So now what you have is everybody looking the same. So then when you go and look at the corner, now you got the guy selling newspapers with a road guard vest on. On the other corner, you got the guy with his little sign talking about, I'm homeless, please help, give me food. On the other corner, you got the dude out here selling water. And then on the other corner, you know what I'm saying, you got another church organization or something out here, you know what I'm saying, soliciting with their buckets. All four corners.
Hey, we all got to eat. We all got to make a living.
All four corners. You feel me? So it's like, you know, shit. Why is the church out here? You know what I'm saying? When the church is actually should be funded by its members. You know what I'm saying? Taken care of through you know, different grants and all that kind of stuff. So why would they be out here? You know? Why would the fire department, you know what I'm saying, be out with their boots talking about the firefighter spawn? You know what I'm saying? Why are you guys out here? You know what I'm saying? I mean, how are you representing the whole, you know what I'm saying, all these different fire stations? And would that be fair for all these different fire stations to be standing out here telling them, hey, community, give us money, give us money?
Oh, really? They do that? They ask for money?
Hell yeah.
If a government institution like the firemen or the police station organize something now like that, it mostly goes to welfare, and they don't keep
the money they get.
No.
This is help the firefighters fund. And they stand out at club hours at nighttime, Friday nights, Saturday nights, in Ybor City, our predominantly party area. And they out there soliciting. I got them on camera, you know what I'm saying? But they out there soliciting with their boot in their hand, talking about, you know, help the, you know, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? Because really, we don't do enough for the firefighters around here anyways, you know what I'm saying? They don't get enough appreciation to me, you know what I'm saying? Because they're always the first ones on the scene. You know what I'm saying, providing anything, any kind of medical or any kind of, you know, any kind of help, period. They're the first ones on the scene. Police is always the last. You know what I'm saying? Fucking like ambulance will beat the police down. They always the last. Unless there's a death involved, and then they're the first ones on the scene because they got something to do. So that's how our system works down here.
But don't get firemen get paid from the government?
This is why I'm asking. Why the hell are they out here doing fundraisers at nighttime? You see them during the daytime pulling up to a school or something. You know what I'm saying? They got the fire truck out there. Okay, that's a state-funded proper fundraiser. You know what I'm saying? And these funds will go to y'all union, which is what the firefighters have. They have a union. You know what I'm saying? Which represents all the firefighters, all districts. You know what I'm saying? But not no individual, oh, this is my fire station. We making money for my fire station. Or we making money for District 7. We making money just for District 10. When y'all have a union that represents all districts. So if you raise the money, you actually raise the money for the union and not for the individual fire stations.
Well, there are a lot of differences between America and Europe, I learned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that doesn't go that way over here. That's all restricted by rules and stuff like that.
Well, this is all under the eyes of the cameras. So it's being allowed. You know what I'm saying? Ybor City they have facial profiling cameras. You know what I'm saying? So when you come walking down the city in the strip, you know what I'm saying? Every single image is being recorded. And they run background checks as you in the city, you know what I'm saying? Because they check up for warrants and all that kind of stuff. So you can just be walking down the street thinking you partying, going to a club. You might make it into the club. When you come up out that club, they're going to have some handcuffs for you, and you're going to jail. Yeah. Yeah, talking about violation of privacy. Man, please. Y'all, privacy. Private, well, private IC. That's the only thing. That's what privacy means. Your private IC. You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't the police in America do the same as the Dutch police? Sometimes they send out invitations to people who are wanted and stuff, claiming that they won a prize and they just have to collect it and stuff. And when
they
collect the prize...
They do that in Texas a lot. They do that in Texas a lot. Matter of fact, I think I just read that on the Nutty News, that they do that in Texas. You know what I'm saying? They send out, talking about you just won... I seen that on America's Funniest Cops or some kind of spawn off show like that, where they had that set up, and then the dudes would come in, they'd drop the balloons on them, and then as soon as they walk through the door and the balloons drop, you got the police walk from behind the door and put the handcuffs on them.
And how stupid can you be if you are wanted by the police to actually believe that you won a prize?
And the damn cameraman, all these people standing right here, like, you know what I'm saying, looking like, okay. What happened? Uh-oh. Heavenly angel, what happened? Not having a good day here. I'm at tomorrow. Sit here, not talking. Okay.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
What happened with the heavenly angel?
I don't know. She's not having a good day, she says, so that's all I know.
All right, well, let's see if we can cheer her up.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, is that top of the hour, people? You already know what time it is. You know what I mean?
The Nutty News.
I have another news, but before I do that, let me get this promo out of the way. Real quick.
Hot Desk Magazine. KCGT and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest E. Knott Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by...
Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
In New England. What time is it?
Time for the Nutty News.
Time for the Nutty News, goddammit. Hey. It's Nutty News time. Time for the Nutty News day. Oh, the president's influence within his party is under scrutiny after the latest high-profile scandal. Right. All right. This is old news. What the f*** is going on, people? Where's the new news at? Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah, I see something. All right. Got something for you, people. Do 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 do, Scooby doo boo 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 doo. Oh, sorry. Let's get some music started. How about that? Well, I want to
Porn.
Flaming Mouse.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on a second. Hugh Jazz. No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
Oh, I'm Hugh Jazz.
All right, y'all, let's get this thing started, man. Let's get old Miss Heavenly Angel pumped up and happy, you know what I'm saying? And welcome to the show, everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank Mr. Sayonite. Oh.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, the Chinese people say Sayonite.
Sayonite.
What will you have? Oh, okay. Well, I take, but, Chad, if you know, he's fucking you up when you go to a restaurant. What? How I help you? What? How I help you?
Over here, they always ask, sambal bhai? Sambal bhai? If you want sambal sauce with your meal. Sambal bhai?
What?
Half Dutch, half Chinese. Sambal bhai? I'm rambling again.
Hey, man. All right, people. We're going to start this thing off in California. Where, California is getting boycotted. Wait. Arizona boycotted symbolic. Y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. Fuck a state going motherfucking boycott another state for it. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all some crazy motherfuckers, man. Arizona tourists are biting back against San Diego for its city council's decision to boycott the Grand Canyon State over its immigration law signed by Governor Jan Brewer last month. Would-be tourists have notified the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau and some hotels that they are canceling their scheduled travel to the coastal vacation destination. That has tourism officials urging Arizonians to consider the resolutions as merely symbolic and local politics at work. Hey, y'all.
I thought you guys were the United States.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound too united,
united
to me.
We stand. Divided, we fall.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, what is that? I thought you were on a train or something.
Yeah, I live next to a railway. So there was a train passing by. I got the doors wide open, so you can hear that pretty well.
Damn, you can sleep with that?
Oh, yeah. When I close the door, I don't hear anything. Not a lot.
Oh, what they got, a barrier or something set up, or they just soundproof your house?
They soundproof the house. There are regulations for that, so I don't have to heat it up a lot because the heat stays in. There's a nice ventilation system built in and all that. It's pretty nice, pretty nice. Doesn't get too warm, doesn't get too cold.
Egg roll. I don't like no egg roll. Ugh. My bad, people. I was going backwards there. Don't do the egg rolls, though. I don't let cabbage shit all be jammed all into the egg roll.
But she is making me hungry. I still have to eat.
All right, here we go. Keep staying moving on. We got Timmy around somewhere.
Timmy!
Rolling around. All right, y'all. Charlotte, North Carolina. Waitress is fired for griping about tip on Facebook. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Keep your personal feelings off the internet. Jeez. Who the fuck cares? She probably tweeted that dumb shit, too. I just got a $2 tip. Who cares?
Too much time on her hands.
Man, but I got too much time on my hands. That's why I'm reading the Nutty News. A North Carolina waitress is out of a job after griping on her Facebook page about the $5 tip she got from a couple who sat at their table for 3 hours. The waitress says the customers kept her at work an hour after she was supposed to clock out. Well, bitch, that's your fault. Because, bitch, I would have clocked out. Somebody else would have deserved that. 22-year-old Ashley Johnson felt slighted after waiting on the couple at Brick's Pizza. So she blasted the couple on Facebook, calling them cheap and mentioning the restaurant by name. Well, that's where you fucked up at, little lady.
You know that there are a bunch of people that listen to the archives now that are going to look for Ashley Johnson on Facebook, you know?
Well, damn.
22 years old. What was the state?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, then you should be able to find her.
On Facebook. Hey, yeah, let's look her up on Facebook. Ashley Johnson. Way to go, Ash. Way to go. Well, as a matter of fact, let's see if we can find Ashley Johnson on Facebook. Here we go, baby. Y'all. We're looking up old Ashley. They do this on the radio. You know what I'm saying? They're looking up all kind of motherfuckers on the goddamn Facebook. So, we gonna look up somebody. I mean, do 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 do. Come on, Bookface. Facebook. All right. Graduated from AIT in 3 weeks. Oh man, I got to be there. Augusta, Georgia, Fort Gordon, 12 noon. Okay. All right, got to be there. Man, 3 weeks. All right. Let's see, Ashley Johnson.
I can find the news article when I search for it, but I can't find her. So you think this might be a hoax? Or did she delete her Facebook account?
Huh. Might have did that, because I'm looking up Ashley Johnson, and there ain't no...
I see the news article. It's the third in the row. Brick's Pizza fires waitress Ashley Johnson for dot 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 dot.
Let's see, North Carolina. I'm gonna see if I can search right now. Organization. No, it don't have. That is weird, man. Uh-oh. We might have to debunk a mystery. We're going in, people. We're going in. All right, let's see. Charlotte Observer, you follow us on Facebook. But she might, well...
She might delete her account when she knows that a bunch of people are going to look for her on Facebook.
Yeah. Or she might be under a different name, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be, but how would they find out that she posted it on her Facebook then?
Yeah. Rick's Pizza.
You should call Brick's Pizza in North Carolina.
Yeah, man. This man, y'all fired my girl, man. What's up, man? My girl need a job back, man. Yeah, that's called Brick's Pizza, people. We're calling Brick's. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I just left a comment about you guys. Just want to know if you're going to fire me, too. You know what I'm saying? Order these. Oh. See if we can find a number for Brick's Pizza. All right. First one to find the phone number to Brick's Pizza gets a free slice. Oh. Oh. Guess the one was running for that one.
BricksPizza.com.
Let's see.
Locations.
Doo-doo-doo.
Ah, no locations. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Brick's Wood Fire Pizza. Contact us. Get fired up. Yeah. No, I want to call you guys. Where's the... Okay, there we go. We got a toll-free number down here.
Oh, there are three Brick's Pizzas in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Let's get some porn music going and see if we can go in on it.
Timmy!
All right.
There he is.
All right, people. We're giving a toll-free number a call. See if, hey, can I speak to Ashley Johnson? here we go.
Franchise.
Hey.
Hello.
This is Brick's Wood Fired Pizza.
It's a corporate office,
Oh, this is not the actual store. I was trying to reach Ashley Johnson.
She doesn't work for us anymore.
Okay. I thought that she got her job back. That's what I heard.
I don't think she did. I'm not sure. I don't think she did.
Okay. So this is not the actual store. I was actually going to call the store because I thought she
No, this is the corporate office.
Okay, so according to y'all, though, she ain't back.
I don't know. I have to call and see if that. I don't think she is, but I don't think so.
Oh, well, I'm finna call because she done took down the Facebook page and stuff, so I'm kind of concerned.
Well, I think because she's, I think it's just because she doesn't really want to be in the whole limelight.
Oh.
I think she's kind of over the whole thing.
So, I mean, why was she fired? Just because you used your name or something?
It was on a public website, and in her name, yes, and that was it. It was a public website. It was a public website with 110,000 followers.
Oh.
And the customers were very good customers. They were not rude customers. So the customers had nothing. They left her 17% tip, so a lot of that's just not true.
Right. And I'm like, at a pizza joint, damn, what you wanted, you know, $30?
Yeah.
That was $8.30 worth of pizza.
Well, she's a good server. She'll get a job somewhere else. She'll be fine.
Oh. Well, that worked then. All right. Well, hey, I guess she ain't working there no more. And she'll be all right. You know, there's plenty of other pizza jobs out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And go on.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, hey, she answered that, honestly. She doesn't work with us anymore. What is she at, man? I want my pizza. She owes me $4.50. I want my fucking $4.50 tip back, man. This is bullshit. I want to speak to Ashley. We're fucking calling another store, man. Fuck that. I want to speak to Ashley, man. She owes me a tip. Yeah, man. She owes me a tip, man. I need my tip. Ah, man. Oh, people, we gotta call not corporate. We don't want corporate. I think that was a little too high at the food chain. Let's see here. Let's get a local franchise. Where is this at? Petaluma, California? All right. Let's go on over there.
I've got a number for the pizza, Brick's Pizza on Scott Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, because I'm in California. I know I'm in the wrong fucking one.
I posted it in the chat room.
Oh, okay. That'll work. All right, people. Let's see what we got here. And let's get some more music porn. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Got to keep the porn music, you know what I'm saying, because the porn music is nice and smooth. You know, it's not offending. So that shows you how many people are actually listening to porn, you know what I'm saying, because they like the music. And they're entranced in it. That's all they want to do is sit there and hear
porn. They like the music? I have never heard that before, Smelly.
They like the porn music. They don't look at it for the porn. It's the music.
First time I heard it, but that's a good excuse. We'll keep that in.
Hey,
what you
cool.
doing? Are you watching porn? No, I'm listening to music.
I'm just listening to music. No, baby, you don't feed them images. See, them images is not really there. It's the music. You got to be into the music. All right, we call it, baby. Here we go.
Pizza, it'll work. This is Jeff.
How
can I help you?
Yeah, yeah. Can I speak to that chick name was, man? It took my damn money, man. Angela Johnson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me speak to her.
You got the wrong one. This is not the right Briggs.
Ashley Johnson.
She's at the Uptown Briggs.
She at Uptown.
Yeah.
Yeah, she owes me some money, man. I need bitch. Okay. Uptown Briggs. Would you happen to have that number, man?
Yeah, 347
Bricks. Okay, that'll work.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Cause that 347 Bricks. What the kind of number is that? Oh.
I already got it for you.
Yeah, I was about to curse. Yeah, you what the is that? Oh, okay. All right, here we go, people.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Bricks Uptown. This is Andrea. How can I help you?
Yeah. Are you a manager?
No.
Is there a manager available? I want to make a complaint. I came in and placed order at your restaurant. The waitress was very rude to me, and I want to make a complaint against her. She had Johnson was on her name tag, and I want to speak to one of your managers and make a complaint.
Okay. Sure. Hold on one moment.
Speaking, how may I help you?
Yeah, Ken, hey, how you doing? Hey, I came into your restaurant a couple of days ago. I placed the order with one of your waitresses. The waitress got the order wrong, got kind of rude with me and stuff like that. And it just came to my attention to call back and actually speak with the manager and make a complaint. She had Johnson on her name tag. I believe her name was Ashley. And at the time that she took my order and stuff, you know, I was trying to be patient with her and everything, and She was all right at first, but then she just got very belligerent with me and complaining about whatever it was. So I wanted to know, you know, is this the right number I need to call? Do I need to go higher to make a formal complaint?
No, this is where you would call.
Okay.
And we'll note that.
Okay. And I believe her name was Ashley Johnson because that was on her name tag.
Okay.
Unless she had it on somebody else's name tag. I prefer to get her ass fired, okay, because she was very rude. And I like to take that high as I can possibly can, okay?
Okay.
All right, make sure that note. What is your name again?
Ken.
Ken.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. Fucking Ken. Shit. Yeah, the mom says she fired.
Ken is lame.
Weird. Huh?
Ken was lame.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's
kind of like
lame.
He likes his job.
Man, fucking lame-o. Oh, you got the MySpace?
I think this could be her. High Point, North Carolina.
21 years old. You get St. Ashley. High Point University. Let's see, let's meet Ashley. Try to read her comments and see, damn, happy Halloween. That can't be her, because these ain't no new comments, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, girl? What did you do? Like, fuck, you lost your job.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm looking in the cache of Facebook on the Ashley Johnson profile, and it could be her MySpace. The picture is kind of alike, so it could be. Could be her.
That ain't detailed. It's not detailed.
No, it's not detailed.
Bricks. Well, shouts out to Bricks Pizza, man, for firing her ass. Yeah, being rude to me, chick. Ashley Johnson. Lucky I didn't have your number. I'll have fucking
Timmy
give you a call. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we can't do that. Yeah, no, can't do that. So we got to do, I ain't got no more blunts. I got to go outside and get another blunt. All right. Got to get back into the news, people. Shit. I forgot. Still not over. Mm-hmm. All right, let's keep it moving. That was interesting, though. All that was spawned off of one ad from Mr. Ashley Johnson there. All right, let's go on over here to College Cleveland. Excuse me, I'm reading it three headlines down. Cleveland, Ohio, and where Mrs. USA Rima Fakia won a stripper contest in Detroit. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Mojo in the Morning. Producers have been contacted by representatives of Miss Universe requesting more photographs and information regarding Miss USA Rima Fakia's involvement in the Stripper 101 contest. When asked if Fakia's status as Miss USA was in danger, pageant representatives would not answer. Yeah, no, bastards. Morning show host Mojo says the controversial photographs were taken from our website where they have been posted for 3 years. Damn. Trying to take that crown back. I know why y'all think y'all can be some old man. Listen, women, if you're going to be Mrs. Universe US, well, unless you're Miss USA, you can be crooked. But Miss Universe. Oh, man. See, only somebody like that in the Netherlands would pick up on that one. You see what I'm saying? Man. Everybody else thinks those are unpatriotic jokes. I just, hey. Yeah. Yeah. Right here in the United States of Assholes. Alrighty. Miss United States Assholes. Judge Oscar Nunez booed for immigration law question. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What's wrong with you, guy? Alright. An unhappy crowd booed Miss USA Judge Oscar Nunez when he asked Miss Oklahoma Morgan Elizabeth Woolard, why the hell is your name so goddamn long? Oh, my bad. My bad. A question about Arizona's immigration law on Sunday night's pageant. But could Woolard's answer have cost her the crown? The office star asked Woolard if she supported Arizona's this right to enforce the law, which requires police to verify a person's immigration status if there's reasonable suspicion that the person is in the country illegally. What the fuck is wrong with that question? She can't answer that? It's all in the headlines.
It's a normal question if she answers it normally.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
she got to say yes or no. Like, yeah, I support it or no, I don't support it. It didn't have to be all no in depth. He just asked you basically yes or no. If did you support it, the right for the law enforcement to enforce it, or no?
And the best answer would be
no.
Exactly.
I mean, what the fuck? Man, I don't know. All right. She still would have failed. Shit, if you didn't answer no, just get your ass out of here. All right. All right, back in Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Again?
New Jersey. Wait a minute. This looks like old shit. This is old shit, man. What the hell happened to the news, man? Okay. Did I read all that?
Was it a slow day today with the naughty news? Not a lot of nothing news today.
Well, no. I'm trying to remember. Did I read the woman impales breast on door handle?
I don't think so.
With stealing eggs. Fruits and vegetables bad for your kids.
No, I don't think so.
All righty then. We got fucking nutty news, people. We've got nutty news. I thought I was all out. I about to have to hit myself. Alright, here we go, people. Real quick, just to let you guys know, you know what I'm saying, if anybody's bored and looking for something to do, you know what I'm saying? Got a special place that's going to be hiring come up summertime. That's coming up in about 2 more months.
Where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
All right. Just in case, you know, anybody want to go, you know what I'm saying? That's open for you. I won't be there.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, here we go, people. Let's move on this thing on to the UK. Nuttiest place in the world. Yeah. Woman impales breast on door handle. The unnamed 24-year-old victim still had the handle attached to her inside her home in Watton Bassett, Wiltshire, England, when ambulance officers arrived at the scene. No explanation was given as to how the accident happened. She was taken to a hospital after firefighters used hand saws to cut her free. Damn. How do you get your damn titties stuck on it? How do you do that? They're learning none of UK. Wow. Only people, how do you, man is charged with stealing eggs. Counterterrorism officers recently arrested a man who has been accused of scaling a mountain and stealing rare birds as eggs. In the first case of its kind for 20 years, the suspect had been stopped by police at Birmingham International Airport as he was about to board a plane to Dubois. He has been charged with stealing 14 peregrine falcon eggs from a nest in Rhondda, South Wales.
Yeah, that's not right.
Damn. You know what kind of charges you finna face, man? Rare bird eggs at that? And that's it. What is that? A violation of the Environmental Protection Act? Man, they're going to throw on so many charges for you. International trafficking.
Most of those species are protected, and you can't move the eggs around, so...
Damn.
Leave the animals alone. Leave the animals alone.
All right, y'all. United States of Assholes. Fruits, vegetables are bad for your kids. After all these years. Yeah. Children exposed to higher levels of a type of pesticide, which, found in trace amounts of commercially grown fruit and vegetables, are more likely to have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, than children with less exposure. A nationwide study suggests children with above average levels of one common byproduct had roughly twice the odds of getting a diagnosis of ADHD. This is the experiment they're doing over here in the United States of Assholes.
Don't forget to mention all the genetic manipulation that they're trying to pull with food today.
That's
that can be good for you too.
You wonder why it's coming out all with the super blow up on it. You wonder why your kids is bigger than what they supposed to be.
Yeah, if you grow it there, you know where it comes from.
Man. And you can grow it yourself, you know what I'm saying? Grow it yourself. Well, we can, at least here in Florida, we can grow any kind of vegetable or fruit you can think of, we can grow it here. Believe that. Okay, still in another UK. Man spends 7 years doing 5,000-piece puzzle. Okay. It had cluttered up Jack Harris's dining table for almost 8 years. Nevertheless, the 86-year-old was determined to finish his 5-foot-long, 5,000-piece jigsaw. And when he thought the painstaking process was complete, he stood back to admire his work, only to find a dog may have eaten the final piece.
Eight years.
Ah, come on, man. Ain't no damn way, man. It ain't no way. Ain't no damn way.
I ain't gonna work on a puzzle for 8 years.
Man. Alright. Fairfax, Oklahoma. The farm used in film Twister. Yeah. Has been devastated by a real tornado.
Ironic.
A farm where scenes from the 1996 movie Twister were shot was hit Monday by a real tornado. Jay Barry Harris Sr. Lost a horse, two houses. Five bars, two... Oh. I had to speak over the train. Oh, man. Okay, people. Lost a horse, two houses, five barns, two silos, and miscellaneous farm and irrigation equipment in the storm. But his family was not hurt.
It's one guy?
Yeah.
Jesus, with that's that a huge shit. Bomb.
Yeah, we built all this in 50 years, and it blew away in 15 minutes. It was quite a wind.
Damn.
A wind my ass? Hell, kind of wind is going to take up a silo, two silos, two houses, and five barns? Motherfucker, please, that is not a little wind. Just a little gust came through, and you know, he got like fucked up, man. Okay. All right, let's get some. Let's get some old Jay Creek in the background. Attention all ladies. We're in Sweden. Yeah. Where man is fined for slug attack. Who fucks with slugs anyway? That's the most disgusting little thing. Ugh. A 59-year-old man in western Sweden has been found guilty of harassment after dumping a bag full of killer slugs in a neighboring woman. Killer slugs.
I've never heard of killer slugs.
Killer slugs. In a neighboring woman's garden. Ailingsås District Court said the man had engaged in a form of adult bullying when he emptied his sack of slugs. 59-year-old was ordered to pay almost 59,000 kroner or $2,000 in fines and damages. What kind of thug shit is that to do? You gonna I'm gonna throw some slugs in your garden. They're gonna eat all your tomatoes up. The fuck is that? As long as you ain't throwing on the weed garden, you know what I'm saying? Oh, then we would have had a problem.
And what are you doing with a bag of slugs in the first place?
Did he
gather them up just for the occasion?
Yeah, you got some slugs. Yeah, let me get,
killer
what
slug.
Kind you got? Yeah, what kind you got? Okay, no, I don't want the household slug. No, I don't want that one. Slimy slug, no, I don't want that. It might slip out of the hand. What is that, hot slug? What the hell is a hot slug? I don't want no hot slug. Lethal. Yeah, that sounds good. Killer slug. Oh, yeah, that's what I want. Give me that killer slug, yeah. What's going on, people? All right, let's go on over here to New York. You better watch your little puppies. Because a dog was blown off balcony by wind gust. Right.
Maybe it was the same wind gust that took up the silos.
Oh, man. I think Goofy told me about that one day that a wind scooped up his little puppy and shit. A little wind gust. But the dog survived going airborne in New York after a gust of wind blew him from an 11th floor of an apartment terrace to a rooftop five stories below.
Lucky dog.
His owner said. Alfie, a 4-year-old, 10-pound silky terrier, whatever the fuck that is, emerged from the ordeal. Yeah. With only bruises, scratches, and a cut lip. And probably brown stains everywhere.
Well, the wind blew him up, but it was also the wind that saved him, so pretty lucky. Pretty lucky.
You know? Yeah. All right.
I'm glad for the dog.
Trouble sleeping?
Yep.
Whatever. Well, I mean, well, they didn't say how much he weighed, so... I don't know. How the hell was you standing that close, you know what I'm saying, to for the wind to pick you, you know what I'm saying, to pick you up? Oh. That's a mystery for someone else to figure out. because I don't have the time. All right, get back into it. Do you have trouble sleeping? Well, maybe it's your computer.
Could be.
J.D. Moyer, this is in California, decided recently to conduct a little experiment with artificial light in his sleep cycle. The sleep-deprived Oakland, California resident had read that strong light, whether it's beaming down from the sun or up from the screens of personal electronics, can reset a person's internal sleep clock. So, for 1 month, whenever the sun set, he turned off all the gadgets and the lights in his house. And it worked.
He has a point there. I work with computers and I have a laptop in front of me almost 24 hours a day. And I don't sleep too well.
Oh. Because you keep resetting your clock, man. You got to reset your clock. You got to shut down your hard drive, reboot your internal SIM strip, and make your transistors back online.
Yeah, but if I shut down my computer, I wouldn't be able to listen to your show, so... It's your choice.
You got to shut it off sometimes, brother. Got to shut it off sometimes. Just not right now. No.
No,
who's still in Chicago? Where detention slip leads police to burglary suspect. Right. This might be the first award of the day. Police in the Chicago area were able to track down the suspect and one burglar fairly quickly after one left a detention slip bearing his address at the scene. Right. Detective Jay Militello says two teens have been charged with burglary after video game systems, games, a 50-inch television, stereo equipment, and jewelry were taken from a North Lake home. And you left a detention slip. Right.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
What's happening? It's your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Hell nah. Shouts out to my homeboy Six Figures up there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Putting the music down, but representing Cali in a big way. And still over here in another UK, man, where animal welfare groups are mad over ferret trouser contest. I got a contest is that.
You have to make a trouser out of ferrets?
Right. That doesn't sound cool.
No.
A retired headmaster has come up with a novel idea for fundraising by resurrecting a sport in which ferrets are placed down competitors' trousers.
Ooh.
Right. Frank Bartlett, 67, insists the charity ferret legging event is a lighthearted test of endurance, but animal welfare groups have been left hopping mad. The National Ferret School said that the contest would subject the animals to unnecessary stress and discomfort. What? You want to put something in your pants? What the hell kind of...
Most people are trying to get something out of their pants, but...
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be whipping it out. You're going to be putting it in? Right. I don't have to question, your social habits, brother, because I don't see you with a lot of people, but I do see you with a lot of animals.
Oh.
All righty. We're going to keep moving on that one. Delray Beach, Florida. Yeah, if you have a voodoo curse, police won't help. Okay. Most people would have walked right by the small rock sprinkled with orange dust. But Pharaoh Paul became paralyzed with fear. He was convinced someone cast a voodoo spell on him by leaving the rock by his car door. Paul called 911, fearing that because his son touched the rock with his foot, something bad was on the way. The department takes a report and leaves it at that. Motherfucker, please, man. If you don't get your motherfucking stupid ass out of some dumb shit like that. Hey, people. The thing that you believe in can kill you. Believe that. All right. Over here in Australia, shouts out to Ms. Thompson Triple X over there in Perth. And where there's a Facebook murder. Dun, dun, dun. Police found the body of 18-year-old Anona Malomasoff in Sydney to Southwest 2 days after she went to meet a man she had befriended on Facebook. The premier, Christina Canelli, some shit, says it's a tragic reminder that people do not always represent themselves truthfully online. People may not be who they purport to be on social networking sites, and that can be the case.
All right. We all knew that years and years ago.
I mean, who the... Come on, people. Come on, people. And that meeting off the guy, man, please. Watch yourself doing that shit. Just motherfucking meeting random people. What was that, India? I think it's India that has the problem with motherfuckers meeting up on social networks and just going out fucking each other, and then the STDs is going up, the STD rate going up.
That sounds like India.
Yeah. Great. You're using the computer to make booty calls. All righty. I give you two more right here, people. Montana. Woman steals meter reader scooter. And police car? Okay. The woman accused of stealing a meter reader scooter and crashing it into a parked car on Tuesday was arrested again early Thursday. This time for apparently trying to steal a Missoula police car. Right. Bad girl, what you gonna do? Oh.
I guess she didn't have transportation, so.
And I knew the call. I knew the cop could call for backup. So he could get a ride. Carrie C. Sterling was released from jail Wednesday afternoon, but ran afoul of the law again at 1:45 a.m. Thursday when she tried to climb inside a police car while two officers responded to a traffic stop. You ain't got nothing to do with fuck with the police. Come on, man. Right. Houston, Texas, man. This is some dedication right here, people. Because a woman drowns after refusing to leave sinking car. Right. Houston police say a woman drowned in their car after refusing to get out of the vehicle that had plunged into a retention pond. Houston Police Department spokesman, whoever the hell, said the woman had been trying to avoid floodwaters after thunderstorms and went over a curb onto private property and then drove partially into the retention pond. The witness warned the woman to get out of the car, but she was afraid she'd lose the car. Okay.
I got one more for you, Smelly. I got one more in the news for you.
15-year-old boy died because he refused a blood transfusion because he was a Jehovah's Witness and that was not allowed because of his religion. And he died because of it.
Hell no. Hey. Oh yeah, this is the one you said, the Agents Use Award in Sacramento, California. Dozens of California parole violators showed up to claim a very attractive offer. $200 in amnesty. Yeah, right. And dozens of parole violators found themselves in handcuffs and for most headed back to prison. In a corrections department variation on the old bait and switch, officials set up an elaborate sting. Right. South Lake Tahoe, California. Softball coach makes players drink from shoe. Smells like teen spirit. Yeah. California high school girls is okay. Okay. I thought that was guys. A California high school girls' softball coach has apologized for requiring 8 players who struck out during a recent game to drink soda pop out of a team member's shoe. The South Tahoe High School varsity players drank the soda at a team slumber party hours after a game against Wooster High School of Reno, Nevada.
I wonder what the coach said afterwards. So shoe me?
I shoe have not done that. I shoe sorry. Oh, everyone. This is Weed Stay Wednesday, the all-new Weed Stay Wednesday. And we're wrapping it up, people. We only got 3 minutes left. We got to wrap it on up. Good old Pennsylvania over here in Easy Rider land. Yeah, mid66.com land. The ACLU sues to protect right to use profanity. Who the cares, man? You know what I'm saying? The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, which filed the lawsuits earlier, argues that the right to use profanity is protected by the U.S. Constitution. Unfortunately, many police departments in the Commonwealth do not seem to be getting the message that swearing is not a crime. The courts have repeatedly found that profanity, unlike obscenity, is protected speech. That's what I'm talking about. Get them, ACLU. Protect our rights to cuss. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I only got to say one thing about that. Fuck it.
Fuck it. That tit's not going to pass. Ah, man. All right, people, with 90 seconds left, I'd like to thank Miss Heavenly Angel representing Washington. Mr. Side Night all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down after work. Way over there in the Netherlands, man. People are telling me you're worldwide. We are international. We are outside of
what
the box.
What do you have lined up for tomorrow, Smiley?
I don't know. Tomorrow is
lying, piece of sack of shit, smut, trash can, scummish, dirtbag, bitch.
Did I get you off guard there? Did I get you off guard there?
Who there?
You. That you didn't know what your show was about. You had to think about it.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I always come up with the show like 15 minutes before the show starts. And I have a topic, you know what I'm saying? And I have something working, man.
Okay, yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
All right, my bro. You know what I'm saying? If anybody calls you, man, don't pick
Hello,
up the phone.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name?
Ivana.
Ivana?
Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
And we are out of here, people. Much love to you. Happy birthday to my mama and everybody else celebrating their birthday this month, man. That's real.
Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah.